Hello and welcome back to the TTP, Tatani Talks Parsha, this year where we talk about the Parsha or topic or holiday of the week with some practical lessons to keep. We have come to Nitzavim, a short Parsha, but a wonderful Parsha nonetheless, almost done with Sefer Devarim, near the end of Moshe's life when he's talking to all the Jewish people. The question is right away in the beginning of the Parsha, in Perek Chavtet, Pasuk Tet, right away in the beginning of the Parsha, Atem nitzavim hayem kolchem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem, Rasheichem, Shivteichem, Zikneichem, Veshotreichem, Kol Ish Yisrael. Moshe says, you're all standing today, you're all standing this day before Hashem, the leaders of your tribes, your elders, your officers, every man of Israel. The question is, why does he list all of these people, the leaders, the elders, the officers, every man? Why doesn't he just say, Atem nitzavim hayem et ha'am, the whole nation? Rashi even points out you're all standing when it teaches us on the day of his death, the last day of his life, Moshe assembled Israel, all of Israel, in the presence of Hashem to bring them into his covenant. Moshe brings everyone together on the last day of his life. So why do we go and in the Torah, by Hashem's word, why does it point out every one of these jobs? That is the question. And it's also a Musar Haskel, it's a lesson for us that Moshe, what does he do the last day of his life? He doesn't get his affairs in order, he doesn't make his will, he doesn't write his will, he doesn't bequeath his money to people. He talks to the Jewish people, trying to exhort the Jewish people to do good, to stand up, and to go in the ways of Hashem. That's what he does with his last hours on earth. That's what he does with his last day on earth. Also good to know. The question, though, again, is why mention all of these different aspects of people, all of these type of people? And we have looked at it before, but it always bears looking at again. So Chabad.org points out from the Talmud. The Talmud in Pesachim 58 tells the story of Rav Yosef, the son of Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, who fell ill and was at the brink of death when his father's prayers brought him back to life. When he came to his father, asked him, "My son, what did you see in heaven?" Rav Yosef replied, "I saw an upside-down world. Those who are on top here are on the bottom there. And those who are here, regarded as lowly, are exalted in heaven. That the leader or the sage is superior to the wood hewer or the water carrier is only from our earthbound perspective, which sees a quote-unquote hierarchy of roles, which is not even true or right or correct. But when you all stand before Hashem, Atem nitzavim kulchem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem, there is no higher, there is no lower. That which seems low here is no less lofty and significant in God's eyes." And that's pointed out from the Alshech Chabad.org, bringing in the Talmud and Pesachim. The fact that we see a job here, a lawyer or a doctor, that he seems so much more prominent, much more exalted, and much more high before everyone else, that's not the truth. That's not the real thing. In real life, it doesn't matter the job. It doesn't matter the status. Before Hashem, we're all equal. We're all the same. We're all equally culpable. We're all equally liable to Torah law and halacha, Jewish law. We are all standing together. Atem kulchem hayom. Atem nitzavim hayom. Kulchem hayom. You're all standing. You're all before Hashem. It doesn't matter the job. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter how important you think you are. You're all important before Hashem. No higher, no lower. Rabbi Shneur Zalman of Liadi points out in Chabad.org, like the various organs and limbs of a body, each of which complements, serves, and fulfills all the others, so too the Jewish people. The simple wood hewer or water carrier contributes something to each and every one of his fellow Jews, including the most exalted head. Everyone has something to contribute. Everyone has something to give. Everyone has something that they can bring to the table. Like the spokes of a bicycle wheel, every single spoke is important. Like the people who row a rowboat, each one is important and necessary. Without one, the ship will go astray. The ship will turn away. The ship will not be able to make it on its way. Somebody once, as a parable, drilled a hole under his seat in a boat. And everyone looked at him and he said, "What are you doing?" He said, "What does it matter to you? I'm drilling a hole under my seat. What does it matter to you? It's my seat, my hole. And they said to him, fool, you're drilling a hole. It's connected to the whole boat. The whole boat is going to sink now because of that. Why would you do such a thing? We are in the boat of life together. We, the Jewish people, are in the lifeboat of the world of the Torah. We each have something to contribute. We each have something to give. We each have an element to be involved with. Don't destroy your aspect of the boat, not thinking of what to contribute. Don't think you're not as important as X, Y, or Z, or as Harry, or as Joe, or as Moshe. Everyone has something to contribute. It doesn't matter if you're a doctor or a lawyer. It doesn't matter if you're a therapist or a teacher, a water carrier, a garbage man, a painter. Everyone is equally important before Hashem, and everyone should be seen as equally valuable and equally important. It's unfortunate in our society, in secular society, and in the secular world that people are seen as much greater than others, given much. And how do we see that? Because of the salaries given to the actors, given to the actresses, given to the singers, the musicians, given to the theater people, given to football players and basketball players. Why is it that they make millions while teachers, for example, or therapists like myself make much, much, much less than that? We're trying to break even six figures. Some of us really only make five figures. And here, these actors, these actresses, these sports stars, granted, okay, they're good at what they do, but a teacher is very good at what they do, a therapist is very good at what they do, a doctor and a lawyer is very good at what they do, and there's still a disparity in all the salaries. A doctor makes much more, a lawyer makes much more. Why does a teacher make so much less? Why does an actor, an actress, an entertainer, a singer, a football player make so much money? Because they could throw a ball? Is that more talent? Is that more necessary? Is that more important than what a teacher does, than what a therapist does, than what a doctor does, a lawyer does? Crazy. Before Hashem, everyone is equal. Everyone is important. Not that it should be communism that everyone gets exactly the same salary, but maybe there should be less of a disparity. You want to give $20 million to a singer? Why don't you give $1 million to a teacher? You want to give $35 million to a football player? Why don't you give $1.5 million to a doctor? You know, try to reflect what really everyone does. Everyone equally is important. Everyone is equally valuable. That's why there's no hierarchy in Jewish society. A Kohen, a Levi, and Yisrael have different statuses, but they're all equally liable before Hashem. They all have to do mitzvos. They all have to avoid sin. Yes, Kohanim have a few more things to do, especially in the Beit HaMikdash and in the Mishkan back in the day, and we should see it speedily in our days. But everyone has to give, and the Kohen and the Levi are reliant on the Yisrael because they need Truma and Maaser. They need the food to be given. Everyone is interdependent. Kol Yisrael, Arevim Zeh LaZeh. We're all equally important. We're all relying on one another. I wish society would see such a thing, and there would be much more respect for all the jobs, not just what they consider entertainment, the upper echelons. A reporter, a TV producer, a news reporter, all these jobs make much different than the fundamental, major fundamental jobs around us, and it doesn't make any sense. Atem nitzavim hayom kochem, Hashem points out, we're all important, we're all valued, we're all able to be involved, we're all able to fulfill, whether you're a water carrier or whether you're a doctor, whether you're a wood hewer or whether you're a healer, everyone, or whether you're a driver, everyone is involved, everyone contributes something, everyone is important, and that's why Moshe gathered every single person. He didn't just gather the nobles, he didn't just gather the zakenim, he gathered everyone. Our sages have said, Chabad.org points out, all Israels are guarantors for one another. The Talmud in Shavuos points out, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh. Everyone is equally important and equally needs to guarantee for one another. We're responsible for the other aspects of the Jewish people. But a person cannot serve as a guarantor unless he is more resourceful in some way than the one he is guaranteeing. For example, a poor man obviously would not be accepted as a guarantor for a rich man's loan. So if the Talmud says that all Jews serve as guarantors to each other, this means that in every Jew, there is a quality. In every Jew, there is a quality in which he or she is superior to all others. Lubavitcher Rebbe points out here on Chabad.org, everyone has something to contribute. Everyone can be a guarantor for someone else in terms of different aspects, different talents, different abilities. That's why everyone has to use their talents, their capabilities, their special features in certain different ways. Everyone has to stand together. Everyone should be able to stand up for one another and contribute. There are no echelons. There's no nobility versus A-list versus B-list versus C-list in society and Jewish law. The king himself, even though he can be seen as the most exalted, was liable to all the Jewish laws. He had to listen to all the Jewish laws. And Shaul was punished because of something that Hashem didn't like. David was punished because of something he didn't like. And different kings and throughout the time were punished for different things. Even the Nevi'im and the Shoftim, they also were human beings. They had to be doing the mitzvot of Hashem. And they had to follow in the ways of Hashem. They were no less important than other people in the Jewish people. They have more talents in some ways, and they are given a greater mission in some ways, but everyone comes before Hashem, everyone stands up, and everyone contributes. My son the doctor, my son the lawyer, doesn't exist before Hashem. Everyone is important, everyone is commendable before Hashem. My son the garbage man, yes. My son the water carrier, yes. My son the wood chopper, yes. It's not just my son the lawyer, my son the doctor. Whatever your child does, whatever you do, is equally important before Hashem, especially if you're contributing to the good of the world, especially if you're contributing to do something good in the world, especially if you're using a talent in a certain way. If you happen to be very good at numbers and you're crunching numbers to help, it's also as important as a different job, which could be that you're doing this, that, or the other thing. Everyone stands before Hashem. Everyone contributes before Hashem. We all guarantor for one another. As we come to Rosh Hashanah this coming week, in just really a few days, we should think how we should all stand together and think about how no one's job makes any difference before Hashem. You have 300 people in shul. Nowadays, with craziness, a lot of us who are davening outdoors, you might have 30, 40, 50 people. But whatever, we all stand before Hashem the same davening. No one has the hat of what job they have. We're all just Jewish people in a quorum of more than 10 people, way more than 10 people, standing before Hashem, davening, pleading for our life, pleading for our parnassas, our livelihoods, pleading for a good year, a healthy year, a happy year, a safe year for us, for our spouses, for our kids, for the Jewish people as a whole, pleading for the fact that we want Mashiach to come already yesterday, pleading for the fact that we want the Beit HaMikdash to come, pleading for the fact that we need to have peace in the world, peace in the Eretz Yisrael, peace all around, and that we could finally all live in Eretz Yisrael, we could finally all make it to Eretz Yisrael, pleading that we should have a year where there's only good things, where there's ahavat chinam, no sinat chinam, pleading for a year where there's money for everyone, there's food for everyone, there's clothing for everyone, there's shelter for everyone, pleading for a year where there's only good things, only happiness, no viruses, no death, no plague, only wonderful things. As we come to Rosh Hashanah, as we stand as all one, we should think about the lesson of Nitzavim. Atem Nitzavim Hayam Kulchem. We're all standing before Hashem. Doesn't matter the job, doesn't matter the position. Everyone contributes equally. Everyone is equally important. And if only secular society, modern society, would realize that and value all jobs, value all people, giving them money that is more respectful and more deservative of what they really deserve, instead of giving millions to people who maybe don't always deserve it, or definitely don't always need so much money, and take that wealth and actually distribute it to other jobs that really need more, that really need more appreciation. But at least in Judaism, in the Torah, Hashem and Moshe said many, 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 many years ago, Atem nitzavim kolchem hayom, you're all standing as one, you're all important, you're all valued, you're all contributing, whatever your occupation may be. And granted, you must take your talents, you must take your abilities, you must take your creativity and use it in whatever way you can. I say this very often. I love radio, I love speaking, so I do podcasts, and I love music. I have my guitar, and I sing on the guitar, and whatever appeals to me, I like to do. I like audiobooks. Maybe we could do that one day. And I started writing that Jewish book. You know, you have to take whatever you can. If you love writing, you got to do that. You love reading, you got to do something with that. You love trains, you got to do something with that. Pets, whatever. You have to do something with that. And you come stand before Hashem, contributing your dalet amos to the world, contributing your ability to the world, contributing what you can. If you love to work with kids like I do, maybe you should be working in a school with kids. I specifically wanted to work with kids, you know, 5 to 10 years old, K to 5. Didn't like when I worked in high school, didn't like working with middle school. Love working as an OT, and that's what I do. Love working in a public school, and that's what I do. You have to go and contribute where you can. You're one of the spokes of the wheel. You're one of the aspects of the rowers of the ship. You're a contributing member to the body of the Jewish people and to the world as large. Make sure to realize, understand, we are all in it together. We are all standing together. Make sure to realize that we are standing together, that we're important together, that we contribute together, and make sure to know that we are all guarantors for one another. We're like different aspects of the organs and the limbs of the body, each complementing, serving, and fulfilling the things, all aspects. We all contribute to the head. We all contribute to the Jewish people. There's no hierarchy. Those who are up are really down. Those who are down are really up. It's all backwards in this world. And the Olam HaEmes and Olam Haba, people really realize who's really the contributors. It might be someone who's much more saintly as a wood carrier than someone that society thinks is all great and mighty. And in real life, they're a horrible person. They stole money and they're doing drugs and whatnot. That's not who we should be looking at. Look at the real models of really good people, of role models of the sages, of the saintly rabbis, of those people who are tirelessly working on behalf of the Jewish people. And do what you can to be part of the Jewish people, to realize we're all standing in before Hashem. We're all guarantors for one another. We all need to use our talents to come together as we stand on Rosh Hashanah. Realize money doesn't make a difference. Job doesn't make a difference. We're all Jewish people standing together. We are all liable by Torah law to help one another, to contribute to the Jewish people, to bring about Mashiach, to bring about the Beit HaMikdash and world peace and only good things in this world. May it be soon and may it be today. This has been the TTP, Tani Talks Parsha. Join us as we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. And Shana Tova Umituka.